Hello, thank you for listening to the temozolomide chemotherapy teach. Please refer to your blue education booklet to refer and follow along. Temozolomide, Temodar chemotherapy is the name of the chemotherapy you will be taking. Temozolomide is the generic name of the medication. You may hear it referred to as Temodar, which is the brand name of the medication. Temozolomide is an anti-cancer chemotherapy medicine that stops cell growth and division. The medicine is a capsule that is taken by mouth. This medicine is used to treat primary brain tumors. A primary brain tumor is a tumor that started in your brain. It did not travel to your brain from another part of your body. How well temozolomide works will be measured with physical exams and imaging tests, such as MRIs. Your schedule and information. Please refer to page 5 of your chemo book for dosing and pharmacy information. When to take temozolomide. Follow your healthcare provider's instructions on when to take this medicine. Many people start taking temozolomide on the day before or the first day of radiation therapy and stop taking it on the last day of radiation therapy. After radiation, you will have a break in treatment until you see your healthcare provider in the clinic. How long you will take the temozolomide depends on how well your body and brain tumor respond to it. Any ongoing chemotherapy treatments will be scheduled after you complete the radiation therapy. For many people, the schedule includes 6 to 18 cycles. Each cycle is 28 days long. During each cycle, there will be days when you will and will not take it. Take this medicine at the same time each day. This includes Saturdays and Sundays during the radiation course, which are days that you will not have radiation therapy. The best time to take temozolomide is before bed. You should avoid eating for 1 hour before and 2 hours after each dose, with the exception of drinking water. If you miss a dose, do not take it late or add it to your next dose. The missed dose may be added to another day of treatment at the end of your treatment cycle. Call your doctor the next business day if you miss a dose. Notes: take your other regular medications as usual. You may take other evening medications at the same time as the temozolomide. Ondansetron, or Zofran, is a prescription medicine that is used to prevent nausea or upset stomach. Take it 30 minutes before taking temozolomide. If you feel sick, you may take a dose of anti-nausea medicine every 8 hours or as directed on the bottle. If your anti-nausea medicine does not control your nausea, call your doctor. Do not eat your favorite foods, large meals, or foods that are spicy or hot while you are feeling sick or if you feel like throwing up. Tell your oncology care team about all of the medications you are taking. This includes prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, herbals, vitamins, or other supplements. How to take temozolomide. Wash your hands well with soap and water before and after handling temozolomide. Anyone who helps you take the temozolomide should also wash their hands the same way. Take temozolomide with a full glass of water. Do not chew or take apart the capsules. You may have to take more than one capsule to make the dosage you need. The dosage you receive is based on your height and weight. The dose may change after radiation therapy and again after your first cycle. Only take the temozolomide capsules out of the package when it is time to take the medicine. Do not keep the capsules in other containers or with other pills. Store the capsules away from heat and light. Special precautions. Do not drink alcohol while you are taking temozolomide, even on the off days. Do not take temozolomide if you have had an allergy to dacarbazine, which is another chemotherapy medication. If you have an infection or are prescribed antibiotics by another provider for any reason, call your doctor. We do not want you starting antibiotics without notifying our team first. Side effects. This is a partial list of the side effects that you may have with this medicine. You may have some, all, or none of those listed. You may have other side effects not listed. Most side effects last only a short time. Common side effects include lowered white blood cell and platelet counts, nausea and vomiting or throwing up, constipation, which means you are unable to have a regular bowel movement, loss of appetite, hair thinning, this is usually minimal or not at all, fatigue, headache. Less common side effects include lowered red blood cell count, feeling dizzy or unsteady, skin rash or itchy skin. If any of these less common side effects occur, please notify our team right away. Food and drink. You need to eat well-balanced foods so your body can stay strong and healthy. This includes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, protein, and dairy. Temozolomide may decrease your appetite. Eating small meals or snacks often during the day may be easier for your body than eating three larger meals a day. Talk with your doctor if you have concerns about your appetite or weight. Your doctor may suggest you take a nutritional supplement such as Ensure or Boost to add calories. Ask us about a free nutritional session with a registered dietitian or other dietary needs if interested. Do not start taking any vitamins, supplements, herbal or natural products without first talking with your neuro-oncologist. Do not drink alcohol during chemotherapy. This includes the days that you are and the days you are not taking temozolomide. Nausea and vomiting. Take your anti-nausea medicine as directed. Call your doctor if this medicine does not work. Do not eat your favorite foods, large meals, or foods that are spicy or hot if you feel like throwing up. Lab work. Temozolomide can lower the number of blood cells your body makes. These are your white blood cells, which fight infection, red blood cells, which carry oxygen through your body, platelets, which help clot the blood and promote healing. To check your blood cell count, you will need your blood drawn every week on Monday or Tuesday. This includes the weeks when you are not taking temozolomide. Call your doctor if you cannot keep a lab appointment. Your blood draws will start the week before you begin your chemotherapy. After you complete chemotherapy, keep having your blood drawn each week until your healthcare team gives you other directions. Call your doctor if you have unusual bleeding or bruising. You may use the calendar on pages 17 to 22 to write down when you have future healthcare visits. Fatigue. Staying active is the best way to reduce and prevent cancer-related fatigue. Doing activities like walking can make you feel more refreshed than if you have no physical activity. Get at least 10 to 15 minutes of walking 2 to 3 times each day. Ask your healthcare team about the cancer rehabilitation program and ways to improve fatigue. Balance your activity with rest. Get good night's sleep each night. Infection. You may be able to get an infection easier while taking temozolomide. Call your doctor if you have signs of an infection, such as fever, chills, redness, or swelling. Use the following list to decrease your risk of infection. Wash your hands with soap and water often. Ask those around you to do the same. Avoid being around people who are actively sick. Ask your healthcare team if you should have any vaccinations, such as the flu shot. Take good care of your teeth and mouth. Take a prescription medication, antibiotic, once you start the radiation therapy. You will take this until you are done with the radiation therapy. This will help to prevent a certain type of pneumonia. You will take one of these medications. Sulfabactrim DS. You would take this pill every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Or if you have an allergy to sulfa medications, pentamidine, which is an outpatient treatment that you would be scheduled to receive. This is a medication that you would breathe in or inhale. You would have 1 to 2 treatments about 4 weeks apart for this medication. Avoid getting any cuts or scratches. If you do, keep them clean. Use caution around sharp objects such as knives and scissors. Use an electric razor instead of blades. Wear long pants and gloves when working around the house or in the yard. Wear slippers or shoes at all times, even in the house. Trim your nails carefully. Trim them straight across with the nail clippers. Do not pick at the cuticles. Avoid activities that may increase your risk for injury, such as contact sports. Constipation. To manage constipation, which is being unable to have a regular bowel movement, you may eat high-fiber foods such as beans, peas, popcorn, nuts, vegetables, fresh fruit, whole grains, breads, bran cereals. Drink fruit juices such as prune juice. Stay hydrated. Drink about 8 glasses of liquids each day until your health provider gives you other instructions. Take a mild laxative, known as Senecide or Senecot, Sena S, the stool softener, or medication that contains Sena S. You can buy these over-the-counter medications at your local pharmacy in a generic form. You are looking for the 8.6/50 dose of Sena S. You can take the Sena S twice daily, 1 to 4 tablets with each dose, for a total dose of up to 8 tablets if needed a day. Do not strain or force bowel movements. Call your doctor if you have not had a bowel movement for more than 2 days or if stools are small and hard. Mouth care. Use toothpaste that is gentle, such as Biotene or Tom's of Maine. Use mouthwash that is alcohol-free. Use a soft bristled toothbrush. Gently brush and floss your teeth. Go to the dentist for regular gentle cleanings and exams. Call your doctor if you need to have other dental work done. Your cancer treatment plan may affect when you can have other dental work completed. Sun protection. Use sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher when you spend more than 15 minutes outdoors. Reapply often. Temozolomide makes your skin more sensitive to the sun, and your skin may burn easily, even if you never had a problem with sunburn before. Sexual health. You may have changes in your menstrual cycle or sperm count. Talk with your doctor about birth control. You should not get pregnant or father a child while taking this medication. Important: if you are thinking about getting pregnant or fathering a child in the future, talk with your healthcare provider about planning a pregnancy. Chemotherapy can be passed to another person through blood and body fluids. To protect your partner, use barrier protection, such as condoms, during oral sex and intercourse if you have taken temozolomide within the last 72 hours. This would be during all temozolomide treatment days and for 72 hours after the last dose. Do not breastfeed while taking temozolomide. How to refill temozolomide. Call your pharmacy every month to refill your prescription and confirm your address. Your prescription could change each month depending on your lab results or changes in your weight. The dosage could go up or down. Refills will be delivered to your home. Call your neuro-oncology office if you have changes with your medical insurance. Unused temozolomide. Call your neuro-oncologist or pharmacy if you have unused temozolomide. Do not get rid of it by flushing it down the toilet or putting it in the garbage. Please notify our team if you have leftover chemotherapy, as it may come into play for future use. When to call your doctor. Call your doctor if you have fever, chills, cough, redness or swelling, sore throat, unusual bleeding or bruising, wheezing, shortness of breath or problems breathing, rash, mouth sores, a whitish coating on your tongue, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea you cannot control, constipation for more than 2 days, being prescribed antibiotics by another provider. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for more information about this medication. Before starting temozolomide, know how and when to take all of your medications and refill your prescriptions. Know how to store your medicines and their side effects. Ask your healthcare provider or pharmacist any questions or concerns about your medication. ask your healthcare team if you should have any vaccinations, such as the flu shot. Talk with your doctor about birth control. You should not get pregnant or father a child while taking this medication. Make sure you have your temozolomide medication, ondansetron, Zofran to prevent nausea, your antibiotic, a stool softener to treat and prevent constipation, sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher, toothpaste that is gentle, mouthwash that is alcohol-free, a soft bristled toothbrush. Consider participating in a cancer rehabilitation program. Talk with your healthcare provider to see if this is right for you. This is the end of our chemotherapy teach. Please contact our office if you have any other questions. Thank you.